I've always enjoyed reading the history of the Old West. The days of Custer and Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp hold a special fascination for me. I've been on the side of the OK Corral and to the side of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. But there's one tragic story in Western history that I can't forget. It concerns a young woman from Boston who came west in a stagecoach to teach school in a frontier town. But out on the prairie, a gang of drunken outlaws intercepted the stage, killed the drivers, and took the young woman to an abandoned shack where they molested and beat her throughout the night. Can you imagine the revulsion, the shame, the pain, the agony that she was forced to endure? Here was an innocent, refined young woman, suddenly thrust into a world so horrifying it defied description. That scene has helped me imagine a fraction of the agony of Jesus Christ on the cross, where on a tragic day he was made sin for us as he suffered and died for you and me. The physical agony was great, but it did not compare with the agony that was his. All the sin and moral filth of the world was laid on him and his spotless soul, which had only known the purity and glory of his home in heaven. He was made sin on our behalf. He died that we might live. The Bible says God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Apostle Paul writes, "For when we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly." Now, without strength has the same idea of being sick with a disease that is so foul, it's hard to be in the same room with a sick person. Jesus took our sin and clothed us in the robes of his own eternal righteousness. And we can echo the Apostle Paul when he wrote, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.